Welcome back to the deep dive. So, if you've ever scrolled through listing photos and just wondered how some homes look so effortlessly magazine ready,
right. But
you know, you just know the sellers didn't have a spare $50,000 for some big pre-sale renovation, then this deep dive is definitely for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are jumping right into the world of real estate preparation. Specifically, we're focusing on how sellers can execute a winning presentation without completely breaking the bank.
It's the ultimate real estate riddle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you maximize the perceived value of your asset while at the same time minimizing the capital you have to put into it?
Exactly.
It's a challenge that, I mean, millions of homeowners face it every single year.
Absolutely. Our core source material today is, it's derived from cost-conscious home staging techniques.
Okay.
And the specific focus, it's right there in the title, is on staging methods for homeowners mindful of expenses.
That title is basically a contract, you know, mm-hmm. not just a label. It sets up three key things immediately. Well, the goal is maximum return. The resource constraint is the budget and the audience.
Yeah.
It's the owner, not a professional stager.
So we know what we're hunting for.
Exactly. Highly efficient, reproducible strategies.
That sets our mission right away. We're here to uncover the practical, repeatable strategies that are implied by a guide like this, one that's designed for the everyday seller.
Right.
We're not looking for champagne advice on a beer budget. We're looking for high-impact tactics that cost time, not thousands of dollars. Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, the essential difference between this kind of advice and, say, high-end professional staging is really risk tolerance and your asset base.
How so?
Professional stagers, they spend heavily. They're renting designer furniture, installing temporary art, because their investment is usually recouped pretty quickly in high-value markets.
But the homeowner who's mindful of expenses, they're risk-averse. They need strategies that guarantee a positive return.
Or at least minimize the loss if the market suddenly slows down, right?
Right.
Exactly. So that brings up a really important question. What separates those high-capital professional efforts
right. From
these, you know, cost-conscious homeowner methods?
It's not the goal.
No, the goal is the same. Both want the best sale price, but the mechanics of achieving it are totally different. The homeowner is trading cash for sweat equity.
And that takes us right into the first core idea from the source,
yeah. Defining
cost conscious. This term, it really requires a mindset shift from the seller.
It really does.
Staging isn't about personalization or renovation. It's about strategic presentation.
It truly is. When we talk about cost consciousness in staging, we have to recognize the difference between, say, low cost efforts that have minimal impact.
Like buying a single decorative pillow.
Exactly. A single pillow. Versus low-cost efforts that can radically shift a buyer's perception.
We're talking about targeting the sensory experience of the buyer. For instance, replacing rusty hardware is low-cost, but it's a detail fix. Maximizing light and eliminating odors, however, those are high-impact changes. They fundamentally alter a buyer's emotional response to the space.
The mindset shift is realizing that staging, in this context, is less about adding things and more about applying a really focused effort to the existing environment.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for the minimum viable presentation, the MVP, that makes the home feel cared for, spacious, and neutral.
And here's where it gets really interesting. When we talk about cost conscious, we're looking for the biggest bang for the fewest bucks.
Always.
Can we actually identify the items that cost, I don't know, less than $50, but boost the perceived value by maybe $500?
Oh, we can. And they usually relate to light and cleanliness.
Okay, like what?
Consider the power of fresh light bulbs.
Yeah.
If you spend $20 at the hardware store to replace every dim mismatched bulb with bright, consistent LED daylight bulbs,
yeah. You
have dramatically altered the mood and the perceived size of the entire home. That is a measurable, high-impact, low-cost change.
Or the $20 you spend on deep cleaning supplies to scrub the grout in the bathroom until it sparkles.
Exactly.
Buyers don't consciously think, wow, this grout is perfect. But subconsciously, they register a higher quality of maintenance.
Precisely. And if we move beyond that initial mindset, we have to talk about the second crucial element in that title, staging methods. A budget seller needs structure. They don't have endless resources to just throw at the problem.
Right. They can't just randomly clean a corner and hope for the best.
No. When a source promises techniques, we're talking about systematized, repeatable processes, a checklist you can follow in sequence to hit the highest impact areas first. This is about disciplined execution, not, you know, artistic flair.
So what specific methods do you think are implied here? Something that goes beyond just general advice.
Well, the first and most vital method is the systematic application of the 80-20 rule.
To decluttering.
To decluttering and depersonalization, yes. The source is likely instructing sellers to focus 80% of their effort on the 20% of items that create the biggest visual distraction.
So instead of being told, clean your house, it's more structured. Like, systematically remove 50% of the contents of every closet.
Every closet, every drawer, every garage shelf. Even if you just box it up and put it back later. Because buyers, they open everything.
That kind of rigor is essential.
Empty space is premium real estate in a listing. A cluttered closet suggests the house lacks adequate storage, which is a major, major buyer turnoff.
And emptying half your storage costs $0.
$0. But it instantly boosts perceived value.
And that's where sweat equity becomes the major currency. It's not just the physical labor. It's the focused, often uncomfortable labor of being objective about your own home.
Yes. Nobody wants to spend a weekend managing loose cables behind the TV or taking down every personal photo. But those are zero-cost methods with massive returns.
And what about repairs?
This also includes strategic repair methods. A cost-conscious method here is like a prioritization matrix. You focus only on the highly visible, easily fixed items that suggest neglect.
The squeaky hinge.
The squeaky hinge, the dripping faucet, the cracked switch plate cover. These are high-frequency annoyances that distract the buyer from the home's actual features.
I wonder, though, does prioritizing sweat equity kind of limit this advice to people with a lot of free time?
That's a fair point. It's a critical challenge in any DIY staging. But the assumption of this source has to be that the return on that time investment, a faster sale at a higher price, justifies the sacrifice.
Right.
I mean, if you spend 40 hours staging your home yourself, and that saves you $3,000 in professional fees and shaves 3 weeks off the market time. That's a very high hourly wage you've just earned yourself.
So the method isn't just the what to do, but the structured when and where.
Precisely, the prioritization.
To make sure every single hour you put in counts toward that monetary return.
Exactly. What's fascinating is that the focus on methods strongly suggests leveraging the assets you already have.
Like your own furniture.
Right. Optimizing furniture placement to make rooms look larger. That's a zero-cost method that just requires spatial thinking and some labor. Or maximizing natural light by cleaning every window and strategically placing mirrors.
Let's transition to the target audience then, the homeowner. This kind of advice has to be practical because it's for someone who is already busy, probably stressed, and needs results now.
It's a completely different communication style than advice you'd give a professional real estate investor.
How so?
Well, a professional might be told to budget $5,000 for rented furniture. The homeowner, though, is being told how to maximize the furniture they already own.
It's the difference between advice that says, rent a bespoke hand-tufted rug, and advice that says,
roll up your existing worn rug, sweep the floors, and use furniture groupings to define the space.
Subtraction over addition.
And the homeowner is also managing this huge emotional load. They need simple, actionable steps that provide a quick sense of progress. If a method requires them to order custom materials or hire a contractor, they're likely to stall.
So the source has to focus on hardware store fixes, paint, cleaning, and just rearranging.
Almost exclusively.
We are essentially instructing the seller to view their personal home as an abstract, generic product for the market. It requires heavy depersonalization. So what does this all mean for the person trying to sell their own home efficiently?
It means prioritizing presentation psychology. When a buyer walks into a really personalized space, their mind immediately starts calculating how they would change it.
And that calculation leads to mental deductions from the price.
Exactly. But when they walk into a neutral, clean, bright space, they start calculating where to place their furniture. That mental shift is priceless and costs only time.
That makes the homeowner the most important resource in this whole process. They're trading their time for money saved, and hopefully for a faster sale at a higher price.
And that brings us to the core tension and cost-conscious staging techniques, finding that optimal balance where dedicated effort successfully replaces expensive capital investment.
It is so hard to look at your own belongings and say, that collection of family photos, as much as I love them, is distracting the buyer from seeing that beautiful fireplace.
It is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this kind of staging is really about utilizing two primary levers that are essentially free: space and light.
Right.
You don't buy space, you reveal it by removing clutter. You don't buy light, you maximize it by cleaning glass, using sheer curtains, and trimming back the landscaping that's blocking the sun.
It's focusing on the big atmospheric wins, but what about the smaller high return details that make a space feel intentionally finished, not just emptied out.
Ah, yes. The rule of three method applies here, even for budget staging. Grouping small, intentional items in odd numbers, three fresh lemons in a bowl, three coordinated books on a nightstand.
Three simple, fresh hand towels in the bathroom.
Yes. It creates a sense of visual intentionality. It says the seller cares about presentation. These are the micro-investments that bridge the gap between just clean and truly staged.
And crucially, these methods are built on using the seller's existing assets and labor to create an environment where the buyer can mentally move in.
The goal is making the home look move-in ready, using current resources, not making it look like a high-end catalog. That requires a massive financial outlay.
The critical thing to remember is that the high-impact items, light, scent, space, are almost all subtraction-based. Buyers are so sensitive to negative inputs.
Absolutely. That faint cat odor, the mildew in the shower, the sticky kitchen cabinet, those instantly erode perceived value far more than a chipped paint job would.
So addressing those low-cost negatives is the foundation.
It's the foundation of the source's implied methods.
This has been a fascinating breakdown. It really proves that you don't need a massive budget to get professional results if you just apply structured effort. Let's quickly recap the major takeaways here.
Certainly. The primary focus is that strategic staging, for the budget-minded homeowner, it really requires a profound mindset shift. It's about recognizing that staging is a marketing exercise, not a redecorating hobby. You have to be willing to trade your time and labor to maximize that low-cost effort.
And that leads to the critical insight, identifying methods, those repeatable, structured techniques that deliver the necessary appeal to buyers without draining the seller's wallet.
It's all about creating the illusion of high value through simple, targeted actions that boost light and space. The true value is the permission it grants the seller to be objective and strategic.
To focus only on the easy, high-return items.
Instead of feeling obligated to undertake costly renovations that may not even recoup their investment.
That's the core lesson. Focus on the five things that matter most and ignore the 20 things that only matter to you.
Absolutely. And as a final thought for you to consider, when you're focusing on cost-conscious staging, sellers have to rigorously distinguish between their personal taste and universal market appeal.
That distinction is paramount, isn't it? You're selling a dream to the average buyer, not satisfying your own aesthetic.
Exactly. And the tightrope walk is this. The greatest risk of inexpensive staging is making it look cheap rather than just clean and attractive. Yeah. You have to ensure that your minimal financial output is invested in quality details. Fresh linens, good hardware, perfect scent control that prevent the overall impression from looking overtly budget the attention. So how does a homeowner ensure their low-cost effort translates into perceived high value and avoids that impression of a half-hearted attempt? That's a strategic challenge this source is designed to help you solve.